Hey fam, it's Snoop D-O-double-G. Today, I will be reading Exodus, the Broom Murder Case, written by Edward Broom, published by Edward Broom. Copyright 2019 Edward Broom. All rights reserved. No portion of this book may be reproduced in any form without permission from the publisher, except as permitted by U.S. copyright law. For permissions, contact Edward Broom at edwardbroom67@yahoo.com or my JC or C family at yahoo.com. Introduction. Somewhere between the hours of 11 p.m. September 20th, 2014 and 7 a.m. September 21st, 2014, Michaela F. Broom was brutally murdered in the bedroom of her home at 710 West President Avenue of Greenwood, Mississippi. A 911 call made around 7 a.m. led police to the home where they found Michaela Broom lying lifeless in a puddle of blood on the floor. In a nearby bed lay Michaela Broom's husband, Edward Broom, bound with duct tape at his hands and feet. On January 5, 2016, the first arrest was made in the investigation of this murder. The suspect, Edward Broom, was taken into custody at the Riley County Police Department in Manhattan, Kansas. Mr. Broom was charged with first-degree murder and remained incarcerated for the crime until February 7, 2018, when he was released from jail. Told by Edward Broom, this book is a first-hand account of the crime and all the circumstances surrounding the case. Edward Broom tells reader how God intervened in his life at a point when it seemed that all the odds were against him and the only one he could turn to for help was God. Broom uses the story of Moses to relate his own personal story to readers. Moses' story is told in chronological order from the beginning of this book until the end. Broom's story is not so, as he jumps back and forth through time, telling of his journey with God before and after his arrest. Edward Broom elaborates on his struggle of faithfulness to God as well as his faith in God. Exodus, the Broom murder case contains both public and private documents, a letter written by Edward Broom to the grandmother of his deceased wife, an account of a love affair, a courtroom scandal, details of the relationship between Edward Broom and his court-appointed attorney, a behind-bars ministry, accounts of judicial system and justice, and many other intriguing topics. The contents of this book all correlate to one another, so it is, in your best interest that you do not skip past any parts, no matter how unimportant or uninteresting they may seem. Enjoy this book, and may God bless you all.